This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who wants to put everyone back in the fold.
I can see clearly now.
I can see clearly now. You see clearly, Jane?
So there it is.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's the Good Day program, which is in the air everywhere. That's how you get it. You get it. You get it taken down from somewhere out
just
there.
Just reach up and grab it.
Yeah, right. That's it. You'll turn your days into, instead of having a harsh day, you'll have a good day thinking about some of the things that we talk about, bring your attention to. If you have small children, what's your routine like? Speaking of routines, you have small children, Jay. How do you wrap your day around them? I guess you probably do, right? It's the most important thing
in
your life.
For the most part.
Yeah, right. And that's what it ought to be. It's important to have a good job and to enjoy your work. But if you have a family, that routine at the beginning of the day, and I speak from experience because I didn't have this, I cherish it, bless those who take good and healthy care of their children, getting them ready for the day. Matt Miles, my grandson, and I were talking about this on Sunday. How does he start his day? Because he gets up at 6 o'clock and he gets the bus at 10 minutes to 7 to go to school. So I said, what do you do for that hour? And he said, I brush my teeth and wash my face and get dressed and have breakfast and read a book and that kind of stuff.
You get to go at a leisurely pace. Starting your day off all rushed and already late and behind, it changes your mood for the entire day.
Yeah, it sure does. Makes you feel very strange. Uncomfortable, even. You're depriving yourself of some. Those people who stay up late and they read or they watch TV or whatever, maybe go out or whatever it is. Yeah, it's okay if that's what you want, but it's not a comfortable routine.
And
there's something to be said. No. Something to be said for a routine, and that's kind of what I'm underscoring here. All right, so we've got a lot of mom news here. Let's go through some of the things that are about moms or affect moms. Here's a family, of a Florida woman who was killed. She was struck by lightning outside of a school. She was picking up her children from school, speaking of school. And so the lawsuit charges these county officials with negligence. Nicole Tedesco is her name. She was hit by a bolt of lightning by picking up her children at school.
Mm-hmm. And her kids were close. They were running to her. I think one of the daughters they got injured. The family dog was injured. The mom was the only one killed.
But why are they suing the school? What is there about the school facility?
They're saying that there wasn't enough protection, that there should have been an awning or something. But they're a family that lost a loved one, and they're hurting. And children are absolutely, they're going to be traumatized the rest of their life.
Sure.
The question is, even if there was an awning, what could have stopped a bolt of lightning from hitting this woman or somebody else when they're walking back to their vehicle? Yeah. Because you can't have an awning over the entire parking lot.
Nah, this is one of those freaks of nature thing. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing, even though it's interesting and it's sad, I don't see. The lawsuit says that the school board owed a legal duty to this woman to protect her. I think that's unreasonable. I think you just pointed it out. It's unreasonable, but it's, it doesn't make them feel any better. And I don't know, how getting money out of it makes them feel better.
Well, because especially just to cover all the costs of everything from her death. I'm sure she was transported by an ambulance, which them would have to pay for. So I don't think they're trying to get, millions of dollars. I think they're just trying to cover a lot of those costs.
Well, let's see how sympathetic.
Even had there been an awning, it's not like there would be one everywhere.
Yeah, I think you need to take this thing apart and see where it goes. But interesting, anyway, from a legal standpoint. Here's another woman, a mom, has $820,000 insurance claim for disabling injuries. The claim was dismissed. She was trying to pull a fast one on the insurance company and didn't get away with it. The insurance company was following her around. She experienced neck and back pain, she said, as the result of a crash in 2017. However, she was seen at Christmas throwing a Christmas tree in a Christmas tree throwing competition. So, kind of the end of that.
What kind of debilitating pain allows you to still have the strength to throw a Christmas tree? Those suckers are heavy.
The insurance company said that she was faking her injuries. She said, no, I wasn't faking. I was simply trying to live a normal life. Anyway, there are pictures. The insurance company has pictures of this lady throwing the Christmas tree. And the video actually made it to court, showing the woman training her dog. And she wouldn't have been able to do that if she had the injuries that she claimed she had.
And one of the things she claimed is that she couldn't lift heavy bags. She couldn't lift anything above a certain weight. And here she is throwing a Christmas tree in a Christmas tree throwing competition.
Yep. Sorry. No sale. All right, here's the story of a lady who lost two babies to co-sleeping.
This is
heartbreaking. She's been charged with homicide. This is really, two felonies. The two children died while in bed with her. This lady lives in Muncie, Indiana, charged with reckless homicide and neglect.
Mm-hmm. This happened on two different occasions, too. She lost her first baby, and it's a horrible accident. A lot of parents will co-sleep with their newborns or their infants, which is incredibly unsafe, but sometimes they're not purposely trying to sleep with them. She was feeding the baby, and she accidentally fell asleep, which happens, especially, and the baby was 2 weeks old, especially in that time period.
So isn't the baby dying enough of a penalty? Or is this legitimate?
I think because it happened a second time. That's why it becomes an issue, because it's like, okay, this happened again. This poor woman lost her children, her babies, twice on two separate occasions. But again, it is one of those things that sometimes it happens by accident, where somebody is holding the baby and they are lack of sleep and they accidentally fall asleep on the couch and roll on top of the baby. That's why you're not supposed to co-sleep when they're below a certain age, because they can't move if they do get into a situation where there's something on top of them or causing them not to be able to breathe and suffocating. They can't wiggle their way free.
We're focusing on moms in the news here on Good Day. Here's a real-life drama playing out in Florida with an advocate for traditional family values fighting to keep her position on a school board after details about her role in a sex scandal involving her husband and another woman came to light.
Yeah, why is that a scandal? What floats her boat in her marriage? She had a threesome with her husband. She wasn't cheating. Yeah. He wasn't cheating. Why is that anything?
So how'd it come to light? I guess that would be my question.
That is another good question.
Right? Who found out? So this person who is the leader of the organization Moms for Liberty, this is in the Sarasota area, by the way, she's being recalled because of the scandal that we're talking about here. But the board members don't have the authority.
Is she on the school board? Yeah, she's on the school board. That's
right.
I believe
she's also on the board of Moms for Liberty.
I don't think that group is trying to kick her out. I think it's whatever her school
is. No, it's a school board.
It makes me wonder, is her husband facing any consequences for being the other member of this marriage that was in the sexcapade?
Yeah. Sexcapade. Oh, I like that word. The saga began when this lady's husband, her name is Bridget Ziegler, his name is Christian, he was removed as Florida's Republican Party chairman after being accused of a sexual assault by some woman who said the couple had been involved with her. So anyway, they've been friends for a long time, and they apparently have had a lot of this activity. And then the woman, for whatever the reason, decides she doesn't like it anymore. I don't know whether, you know, who knows what the really the reason for that is. They've done it, apparently they did it a lot, dozens of times. And they just, I want to know, though, how this stuff got, who made the video recording, and how did it get public? How did it become public?
Well, I think after she admitted to the sexual relationship. Because
admitted to whom?
Accusing
Why?
Her husband of rape.
Really? That sounds like a,
which, I mean, it still begs the question, and not the question, but it's still, you know, to reiterate the statement, too, of you can have sex with somebody, and it can be both parties agree to it and all of that stuff, and then one person says no one time, and the other person doesn't stop pushing because they've always had sex before. That's still rape. No means no. Always.
Yep. No always means no. Yep. All right, I got one more of these mommy stories. This lady's from Washington. Forgot to check a lottery ticket. Here's another one of these. We've had one of these stories every day this week. Lady checks it after a reminder from her husband. And today, because she did check it and her husband said, come on, look at the numbers. They now have $135,000 that they didn't have yesterday. this lady is actually, she's a professional electrician. She'd gone into a grocery store, buy some stuff for dinner, decided to purchase a hit five game ticket from the lottery, went to the vending machine, and so she, this game you pick five numbers between 1 and 42, it's like a regular lottery, right? Each play is a dollar, and some, you know, sometimes it can be a quick pick, sometimes it's a number that you come up with anyway. Her husband, they were purchased in February of last year, and it wasn't until recently that he saw, I guess, the lottery, these tickets have, they kind of glow in the dark, see lottery regional office. Where, anyway, 135,000 smackers, good for them, 18 after on Good Day.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com. omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
I don't know. Missouri, Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
And roses. Let's go to a social media discussion here on the Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. We take time at least once during every program to look at the technical side of social media, not just things that are trending, but stuff that goes viral, like this spat between a chef and a diner. Ooh. And the death threats. All right, so this is a chef in Boston with a history of making headlines. A dissatisfied activist from New York whipped up a social media flame war, death threats. This is, talk about bad taste in somebody's mouth. So this is a complicated, is, well, maybe it isn't so complicated. I look at it and I think it's complicated. Jay, do you think this is complicated, this owner of the table.
I don't think it's complicated. I definitely see where both people are coming from, but the way it was handled is just messy. But then you have the issue with the death threats. So you have a Boston chef who is a business owner, has a restaurant, and then this couple from New York who had planned a trip to Boston. They ended up having to cancel everything at the last minute, cancel the hotel, cancel their flights and all of that, cancel the travel, cancel their restaurant. They were going to go to this restaurant, which is really nice, and there is a $250 cancellation fee if you cancel within 24 hours. Unfortunately, they had to cancel because...
Cancellation is $250 for two people in
a reservation? Yes, a lot of nice restaurants. Yeah, a lot of nice restaurants where you will be spending a lot of money, they have a cancellation fee if you don't cancel within enough notice. But the reason
I don't know about this restaurant in Boston.
they canceled the trip because the guy he was ill. He had to be rushed to the emergency room. He was hospitalized. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then when his husband called the restaurant about the charge, somebody on staff was like, well, if there's a problem with it, you can always call your insurance agency for your travel protection, all of that stuff. So they contacted their travel agency regarding the travel, or their insurance agency regarding all of the travel protections, and that was one that they were able to get their money back. Unfortunately, that money was then taken from the restaurant, and the restaurant owner went to social media, searched this guy out, and then sent him a direct message saying, like, thanks for, you know, messing over my business. I'm a small business owner. Think twice next time you book and decide to cancel, blah, 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 blah. And so the...
Get a life.
Yeah, so the guy who received that message responded with a lengthy message of, you know, they were kind of appalled that this person took the time to do this and explain the situation, and then posted that interaction to social media. Well, you have other people who jump in on this and are sending death threats, and they're siding with the restaurant owner and sending death threats to the guy, siding with the guy, sending death threats to the restaurant owner. It got to the point where the restaurant owner says, if you look them up on Google, it says they're closed. They are not taking reservations, even though they are still open. If you go to OpenTable, you can't book a reservation. They're not, they just aren't available. But if you know this place and you frequent this place and are, you know, a fan of this place, you can still go there. They've had to completely change their business model because of these death threats.
Really?
Like, people who have no business being involved in this situation are inserting themselves into the situation.
Yeah. Way too much of that. You need people to get way too much time in their hands. All right, we posted a question at the Good Day Facebook page. When times to best buy dates on products? I guess the basic question here is, do you pay attention? Do you follow strictly, use it by or buy it by or whatever, when it comes to food mostly, right? And,
Use the best buy?
Right. Yeah.
As a suggestion?
So Debbie says, I throw it out. My husband, however, will eat it even if it has green hairs growing on it. He can smell things like sour milk. It's good for your soul. I guess that maybe that would be it. Well, Debbie, congratulations on having a tough husband. Good for you. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Gasoline prices are one thing, but are you paying too much for oil? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. AARP tells members most oil change shops slap a sticker on your windshield summoning you back in 3,000 miles. Check your owner's manual. Many newer cars use a synthetic oil that needs changing far less frequently. And keep tires properly inflated. Otherwise, you lose miles per gallon, as you will if you got a lot of junk in the trunk. Why haul around unnecessary pounds? You yourself might lose a few pounds if you simply grab the first parking space you see and walk a little more. It's estimated Americans spend some 17 hours and waste hundreds of dollars each year looking for a parking space. Get some steps in. You'll spend less on health care. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Are you ready for more personal experiences with Omaha Steaks? Are you ready to feel good? Are you ready for the quality, the convenience, everything you need to enjoy Omaha Steaks? Well, now it's even more enjoyable because it's their semi-annual sale. You get 50% off everything in the site. Save on mouth-watering favorites by using the code omahasteaks.com/Doug. Shop the sale and get these delicious flavors that you love from all of the things that are in the catalog. OmahaSteaks.com. Possibilities are endless. Flavor and value and entrees that are scrumptious. You'll love it. The semi-annual sale at Omaha Steaks. Every bite backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Visit OmahaSteaks.com/Doug and get 8 free Omaha Steak Burgers with your order. That's omahasteaks.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer stated Wednesday on the Senate floor that lawmakers are very close to reaching an agreement to fund the government and prevent a shutdown by the end of the week.
I'm hopeful that soon we will have an agreement for keeping the government open beyond Friday's deadline.
This follows discussions between Schumer, other congressional leaders, and President Biden. If Congress doesn't take action, parts of the government will face a shutdown starting Friday night. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell announced Wednesday that he will step down from his GOP leadership position in November, citing the need for the next generation of leadership. At 82 years old, McConnell said he will remain in his role until the November elections and will serve out the remainder of his term, which ends in 2027. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has declared a disaster in 60 counties due to a wildfire in the Texas Panhandle. The Smokehouse Creek fire has consumed 500,000 acres. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And don't forget, we're rolling out the red carpet just for you. You're the star. Call 855-999-DOUG and add to the conversation. That's 855-999-3684.
Pictures used to be big.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's a kind of an old timer, an old flame, if you will. I think we've heard that. We all have heard some of these things from time to time. If you didn't know what that was from, it's Sunset Boulevard, the great plays about life in Los Angeles, back in the day, if you will. Now, 35 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Items we may discuss in this half hour include a focus on what's going on in New York City, in St. Louis, and actually the story about Macy's, the economy, is on people's minds. And so we hear lots of stories, the good stuff, the economy is roaring. Story today, Jay, in the Washington Post, focusing on why we have a strong economy. And the analysts at the Post say it's because of immigration, which I find interesting. Their theory is that immigration has propelled the U.S. job market further into a real strong zone, much further than anybody had expected. So it's because of immigration that what happened during the pandemic had sent everybody into the ozone, right? That seems to be over. The momentum picked up this past year because of the labor market's extraordinary growth, and that came from foreign-born workers. And I'm looking at the data. This the story focuses on the Economic Policy Institute's analysis of foreign-born labor force, the force that is so much more prevalent in our country now than it used to be. Now, part of this research focuses on the fact that immigrant workers will work for less. Therefore, the companies make more money. There's more money to drive
each other.
Yeah.
Doesn't that, it makes the companies the problem.
There's too much immigration that's not supervised. But the other side of it is seeing how this country has changed so dramatically. It really has been a dramatic change, even in the last 10, 12 years. I can see it in my town, how much the Brazilian influence here is. We have the largest population of Brazilians outside of Brazil in any community in the country. They have come. They're good workers, for sure. They contribute to the economy. They're buying houses all over the place in my community, building houses, because they all pool their money together. So they may buy a house that has four bedrooms, and there'll be four families living in the house. And so, you know, are you supposed to stop that? Is there supposed to be a law against it? Yada, yada. That's only one of the things, though. It is a very polarizing issue. Earlier, we were talking about immigration problems. I was with the death of that, of the, when was that? In the park in Georgia, I think, right? If I remember the story correctly. And so you have the good and the bad, which is true of any population, no matter what its basis, right? There's going to be people. It's just maybe what we're uncomfortable with is how the face of the country has changed. And the fact that there are so many immigrants, what gets me going, A, the business about it being, the illegals coming in here and who knows what they're doing. We were talking about the Chinese and whether, you know, they're cooking up an army. That was Jennifer's theory. Then, you know, the other people that are just coming here because it's a good, strong economy and they can do better than they can in their own home. That's, you know, that's part of it. But then there's the other part of it that is the most annoying part for me is going into a restaurant or going into a store and the people behind the counter can't speak a lick of English. You're here, you want to work, that's all right, I guess that's okay if you can contribute, but it seems it's just, I turn around and walk out now, I just don't do it. I will not go into a place where I want to spend my money and
is
not
that
have
they
somebody...
can't speak English or the accent is too thick? Because I've noticed that a lot of people will get frustrated when they can't understand through the accent, even though they are speaking perfect English.
Well, it's not perfect. You can't understand it. That would be my first reaction to that.
Well, it's because of the accent.
That may
be. There are times I can't understand Southern people because of the accent. They are definitely speaking English.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it's the same thing. I don't. In my mind, it's not. Maybe it is. I think that accents, we have so many interesting regional accents. I talk to people from Baltimore versus the people from Pennsylvania versus the people from Minnesota.
Or the sayings, just the different sayings across the board can always be so fascinating where it's like, what did you just say?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, it annoys me. And that's all I can tell you. It just annoys me. But you look at some of the things that are going on in the economy. I made reference to Macy's. They are closing 150 stores over the next 3 years, 50 each year, it would seem. Now, Macy's bought up all of the other, pretty much there's no department store in the country. There used to be a bunch of them regional, national, but now it's all some of them. They own Bloomingdale's, so they're going to move some of the stores themselves into the Bloomingdale brand. So where there was a Macy's, there will be a Bloomingdale's. It's a higher-end store for sure. Do you go to Bloomingdale's? Do you go to Macy's? Where do you shop when you go to a department store, Jay?
I'm an online shopper, so I will typically do online, but I will do Macy's. I will do Bloomingdale's. I like Nordstrom and Nordstrom Rack.
Yeah. Yeah, Nordstrom Rack. I'm not a shopper, so I can't tell you. Although, you know, I mean, I'm a daily goods buyer, if you will. Mm-hmm. I go to, you know, I consume things where it's a grocery store. I don't buy, you know, I'm not a clothes guy, as you can tell by looking. I'm not that interested in fashion, shall we say. But there are, you know, a lot of people who are big supporters. They go in the women's department, the men's department, the bedding department, the mm-hmm. you know, pots and pans, the home stuff. That's why they call it a department store, because they bring everything sort of together in one store. Yeah, exactly.
See, and I find that a little bit overwhelming. That's why I like shopping online, because I'm typically looking for, like, I wear, my clothes are always black, or maybe they're gray, a few white things, but they're very basic colors, and I don't want to have to sift through things that I'm not looking for. I want to just hit the filters, hit exactly what my size is, what colors I'm looking for, all of those things, what fabric I want, and then I want it to give me a smaller list that I could go look through.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they're in danger of going bankrupt. You remember the JCPenney and Neiman Marcus, I've always called them needless markup, they filed for bankruptcy protection, and they became, when they got out of bankruptcy, they were much smaller stores, and they're doing okay, I think, now. They had to, you know, push off some of the debt, some of the things. But this is all a result, probably, in part anyway, of going online. As you just said, you like to shop online. So it's changed the whole industry. I don't know. How much stuff does Macy's sell online? That's not me. When I'm shopping, I want to go see the stuff, but that's me. Mm-hmm. What'd you say, Jay?
I said I think a lot.
Yeah. All right, well, that's the fate of Macy's. So two interesting economic stories. Let's go to New York City. The mayor, Mr. Adams, has called for modifying the city's status as a sanctuary city. This is one of the most ridiculous things in our country. Here we go back. How much do we talk? I'm just thinking about this now. How much time have we devoted today, and how much time do we devote in general to talking about immigration, illegal or otherwise, or migrants, and how they're changing the face of our country? There's another story here. The mayor of New York City wants to modify the laws that make New York a sanctuary city. Migrants who commit serious crimes should be deported. The city should be able to communicate with federal ICE agents. We shouldn't be allowing people who are committing crimes to remain here. And apparently the law doesn't allow them to collaborate with ICE. I don't understand that. Why is that? What is that? Is that something unique? It's news to me. I didn't know. I thought police always were calling ICE. If they come across somebody that shouldn't be there and they need to be deported, then don't the police? What's the issue for that, I guess? Anyway, the city council says they don't want to change the law. Well, that goes back to blah, blah, Blasio in 2014. There are a few city councilmen who say this would be a welcome change. The Legal Aid Society of New York is alarmed by this, so that must mean this is good, because these people stick up. This is the outfit that represented the illegal ran over a woman in Los Angeles County, I think it was last year or the year before. This guy was drunk, and he got into a car and was going 85 miles an hour, a woman crossing the street, and he ran her over and killed her. And they found him, because the car crashed because he was so drunk. And this Legal Aid Society represented him. See, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about, Jay. When you think, I know you do, and it's okay, because this is, you need to say what you want to say and think what you want to think. I just think we're, and maybe it's my, am I fixated on this? Am I really over going over the top with it. It's a reality, and you're not going to stop all these immigrants from coming here. The people that are involved in the workforce and what that's doing for the economy, and maybe we should be thankful for them because the economy is buzzing along. It's a double-edged sword, two sides to this, no question about it. So, anyway. Okay, Doug, let's go on to what's going on in St. Louis. This is really weird. The company that provides school buses in St. Louis has a black mechanic. And the district said that this guy found a noose at his workstation. So the drivers stopped work to show support for him. Who does this in 2024? For God's sakes, the Civil War was over in 1865. So the St. Louis drivers stopped working. A lot of the people in public schools stopped working. Apparently everything was shut down for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this is pretty upsetting to see this sort of thing happen in 2024. People are that ignorant. They put a noose in front of the workstation because he's a black guy. What kind of a message
it's
does that
disgusting.
Send to the children that are going to school there as much as anything else? You can see the social media posting of this noose.
There is a discussion being not, just not being racist isn't enough. You have to be against racism, anti-racist.
Very frustrating. 48 after the hour. This is Good Day.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement. replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Let's dig around in the dog and cat world. Your pets are our focus here on the Good Day program with Warren Eckstein, who is the head honcho at thepetshow.com. He and his wife have this fabulous enterprise that brings information to most of the states that carry your program, carry my program. So that's a good thing. You can find out more about the Pet Show at thepetshow.com. And also, as Warren talks about this fabulous combination of hugs and kisses, combination of vitamins and minerals, a supplement that is available for your cat and for your dog, you go to hugsandkisses.com. I'm sure you can find it at petshow.com as well. This is a proprietary blend of things that I wouldn't, Daisy wouldn't be without this. And I use them, they're like treats. When she does something that I like or that's good, she'll go over and sit. She knows where the canister is that has the hugs and kisses, and she just sits there and looks at it.
They know. I'm telling you, they know. They know.
They do know. Right, exactly. All right, here's some research, Warren. I'd like your take on the link that's been discovered between brain tumors that have been found in humans and brain tumors that have been found in dogs. How could that be? This is research done by one of the Texas A&M schools, the vet schools, down in, obviously in Texas, one of the professors of neurosurgery is one of the principal investigators, and he said they're trying to develop novel treatments that can be used both in humans and in dogs, which I find pretty interesting.
You know, Doug, it's first of all, Texas A&M, one of the top vet schools in the country, and they do have some great neurological veterinarians there. Here's my take on it, and this is going to sound a little off the wall. Dogs have been living with us since we've been walking upright, and they've been domesticated for the most part since we've been walking upright. In the wild, the stresses are entirely different than the stresses of living in a human environment. So somewhere down the line, I honestly believe internally – that some of the medical issues that people encounter are ultimately going to go from one end of the leash to the other end of the leash based on the fact that we're exposed to the same environmental issues, the same stresses in life. Let's face it. For example, Doug comes home, has a horrible meeting. He's in a bad mood. Yeah, you love your dog, but you can fool me, but you can't fool Daisy. So the bottom line, I think the stresses and the anxieties, we all know what a toll that takes physiologically on us. So I believe that somewhere, and this is just speculation on my part, but I believe part of it may be due to the fact, and may be our fault. It may be our fault.
Yeah. All right, so then let's go one step further with this, if we can. Here's the story of a guy in Colorado who died after he was bitten by a pet Gila monster. And my question is, why would you have a Gila monster as a pet? They're venomous, they're dangerous, and this is a story proof positive about having one of these things. These are lizards. So I guess I'm betting you have an interesting take on stuff like this.
I'm not a big fan of people that keep exotic pets. I think exotic animals should be exotic in the wild. However, you know, having handled many Gila monsters in my life, and for the most part they're relatively mellow lizards, and for the most part their venom is not deadly. So there's some speculation that the venom might have been part of it, but there might have been some other medical issues going on. Bottom line is this: if you don't know what you're picking up, just don't pick it up. It's that simple. You know, it could be a snake, it could be
Hello.
And Gila monsters, first of all, I may be wrong on this, but I believe the Gila monster is the only venomous lizard in America. I believe that
really?
To be true.
Yeah. Right.
So just begins, plus now it's rattlesnake season. You got to be careful of rattlesnakes, too.
Yeah.
Keep your dog. If you're taking a walk, keep going up here. Yeah.
You have rattlesnakes where you move to Arizona.
Oh, absolutely. Rattlesnakes. And remind me, in a couple of months, I'm going to tell you the story of the 3 days I spent in the hospital in San Francisco after being bitten by a rattlesnake.
You want to tell us that story now?
No, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to keep in suspense. It was my fault, Doug. I was doing a segment on a show called Mac and Muttley. I was doing a segment on rodents, and I was handling all these rodents. Then I jumped into another segment where I was handling snakes. I didn't have any opportunity to wash my hands. I forgot. I smelled like a rodent. The snake grabbed me.
Bottom line is,
painful thing I ever had in my life.
Ooh. Really?
Oh, horrible. Okay. Horrible.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't the snake's fault, it was Warren's fault.
No, yeah. All right, Customs and Border Patrol, dog sniffing out some luggage, somebody traveling from Africa with mummified monkeys. Where do we go with that one?
Why would you have? I guess again, maybe the guy was a researcher of some kind. I don't know, but why to declare it? I mean, I'm sure that it's not against the law to bring a mummified monkey into a country, but declare it. The dogs are amazing. The sense of smell of a dog, which by the way you know is my specialty, their sense of smell is so much better than ours. They have something called the Jacobson's dog, and we'll talk about in the future why they smell better.
All right, why they smell at all? In a manner of speaking, take a bath, Warren Eckstein. From the Pet Show, check out his Pet Show, petshow.com. Listen to it online at thepetshow.com. 59 past the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.